Chavetz Chaim said before that one of the reasons why one should be careful not to say Lashon Hara is because he's damaging his friend by forcing him to be a Shamea to be Lashon Hara. He said maybe Yitzhak is going to say, but I see my friend is happy to hear it. He has no problem with it. Other rabbi enjoys it. So you know, the Chavetz Chaim brings a marshal to such a person. There was a ganes that dressed himself up like a choshev person, and he became friendly with somebody who didn't recognize who he was. And that person was always happy to see him, and eventually convinced the guy to let's go to a bar and we'll drink and have a great time. And going to the bar, he told the guy, told this person, I'm so happy that I met you, I didn't see you in a long period of time. And he said, you know, let's, in honor of this, let's make a big party. And he made a tremendous expensive order over there, and they're eating and drinking. And when it gets close to the time to pay the bill, the guy disappears, and this other guy was stuck with the bill. And Kamavame said, look, you make up a nice story that this guy was planning to pay and he disappeared, but we're not aware of the story, and they were hiding to the pay. So even though I had a great time with the Ghanas, the Ghanas were being magic in the whole time. So just because right now, this Balash and Hara is saying Lashon Hara to other people, I'm thinking he's the best man. Look, he's sharing all this nice information with me, and realize that they're going to have to pay for it eventually. It's very important.